Company spokeswoman Debbie Driscoll says Juneau's ratepayers won't see any increase in their monthly bills as the hike has been in effect for nearly a year.
This basically means that customer rates will remain the same as they've been since November 23rd, 2016, when those interim rates first went into effect.
AELNP had justified the 3.86% increase to the Regulatory Commission of Alaska by saying it needed to raise more than $47 million to pay for new equipment and projects.
The original rate increase was primarily related to infrastructure improvements and investments such as the new backup generation plant, which ensure that AELNP can provide reliable power to customers.
But there was pushback. State attorneys argued that a permanent increase was warranted, but it should be less, much less. The Regulatory Affairs and Public Advocacy section of the Department of Law testified that rates should only be raised by 1.38%, about a third of what AELNP wanted, and it said ratepayers should be refunded the difference from what they'd paid so far. But after months of negotiations, state lawyers and Juneau's electric utility had a deal. The temporary rate increase would be made permanent, and there would be no refunds. But there were conditions. Its allowable rate of return, basically its net earnings, would be reduced. AELNP had asked for up to nearly 14%. In the end, it agreed to cap its allowed net returns to just shy of 12%. AELNP's parent company is Spokane-based Avista, which itself is in the process of being acquired by Hydro One, Canada's second-largest power company. Assistant Attorney General Jason Hartz said his office didn't get everything it had asked for, but he says the settlement is fair.
RAPA recommended a smaller rate increase, but by engaging in good faith negotiations with AELNP representatives, as well as a thoroughly critical analysis of the recommendations it offered, RAPA was able to conclude that the settlement reached was a reasonable and good faith negotiated result for ratepayers, the public at large, and AELNP.
State regulators signed off on the agreement on Wednesday. The last time AELNP raised electric rates was in May 2010. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.